are. Hi, everybody. I'm going to call the meeting to order at... 7:04. Okay, does everybody want to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? All right, ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Can we have roll call, please?
Chair Mills. Vice Chair Kennison Lee.
Here.
Commissioner Ernest.
Here.
Commissioner Dorlick. Commissioner Lopez.
Present.
Commissioner Matsumoto.
Here.
Commissioner Yancey. Student Commissioner Mulready.
Here.
Okay, great. So we'll go to item four, special items and announcements. Do we have any special announcements?
Yes, I'd like to remind you all that our City Hall grand opening is this Saturday, starting at 11 o'clock. And at the end of that celebration will be the, what we're calling the renovation celebration, of our skate park. And I know that a lot of folks are waiting to get in there and use it. So that is at 2 p.m. and that particular ceremony will be run by the commission. So I hope you all will be there at 2 o'clock to cut the ribbon and also join us for a tour of City Hall and see the new space.
Great.
I also have an announcement.
Yeah.
I think you're all aware, but our fearless leader, Esther Lucas, is retiring this month. And this is actually her last Parks and Community Services Commission meeting. Yeah, this is probably after, since she started coming to them, it was about 15 years ago. Yeah. And I think she's, like we were talking about, maybe missed one or two tops. So I know for certain that on the second Wednesday of every month, Esther's going to feel like she should be somewhere.
Oh, yeah, we have a whole audience of chairs, yeah.
Be with you in spirit. Absolutely. And so since being with the department since 1992, this is home, and she's a part of our family. So she will be definitely missed. I hope you all have gotten the notice about her retirement party coming up on May 23rd. If you haven't, let me know. We'll be happy to send it to you again.
Great. And I'm sure we'll have other opportunities to celebrate Esther, but I can tell you from my perspective, Esther has been an unwavering source of information, experience, guidance, and I've really enjoyed working with you, Esther. Thanks for all that you do to support, have done, and continue to support the department. Thank you. Okay, any other special announcements? Okay, we'll go to 4.2, Temporary Employee of the Month. Joy McCreary, and Esther, are you giving the presentation today?
I see Adam back there.
Oh, Adam Chow. Okay, Adam, come on up.
Present Employee of the Month.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm here to present the Temporary Employee of the Month for April, which is Joy McCreary. So, Joy, would you come on up here, please? Joy has been in our department with us since May of 2014. About 2 years now. She was hired as a recreation leader to work at our summer camp program, Camp Central. After 2 years of that, she decided she wanted to keep working for us throughout the school year. So this year, her senior year, she decided she wanted to pick up some additional shifts to help us out in additional programs that we have. So she decided she wanted to work in the sports programs, trying to branch out, be able to learn the different things that we have going on in our department. She's been a tremendous help for me in that department. Working in our Little Jokers classes in our youth league, helping out with basketball, learning basketball along the way as well, and using her skills that she has, be able to work with kids, be able to help supervise, and make sure to lead them. That's her skill set that she brought to the table, and was able to help out the staff, make sure that the kids were well supervised, well facilitated the program as well, and make sure that the kids were learning the program. So Joy brought a great strength to that. Our sports staff have been shorthanded this year, and Joy noticed that and decided she wanted to volunteer and help us out in other areas. So, not necessarily volunteering, but volunteering to be able to take on additional duties, take on additional tasks, and learn different things. So Joy, I'm going to go through the list of things that she's graciously helped out doing. She has officiated adult volleyball for us, as her volleyball background has been helpful in that area. She's also taken on being a gym monitor, where she opened and closed the facility on her own. kids that are in there, adults that are in there. She's able to help us out, make sure our facilities are kept neat, clean, and ready for our patrons to use. In addition to that, she's also taken on our, as a scorekeeper, as adult softball, for our adult softball leagues, where she has learned to drag the field, she's learned to scorekeep, make sure she keeps all those adults in line, and make sure that they're behaving themselves. So she's done a great job in that, being able to help us out. Joy's been a great asset for us, she really has been. In the summer camp program, the best thing about her is that she brings a fantastic enthusiasm. She brings a smile on her face every single day, and a willingness to come work and be able to join a team and be able to be a good part of it. So that's what she's been able to bring to us, something that I've really appreciated on a day-to-day basis. Her coworkers definitely appreciate that too, that she brings that positive attitude, definitely willing to be able to jump in, assist, help out, and do whatever is necessary. And that really comes to show, you know, the type of people that we really want to work in our department. And continue on with her family's tradition, she will be going to Chico State in the fall, where she'll be studying recreation administration. And we're very proud of her to continue on that tradition. So our department would like to say thank you to Joy for all the hard work she's put in, for helping us out in our time of need, be able to take on additional responsibilities, stepping outside of her comfort zone, be able to just jump in and help out whenever we need. So thank you.
Head on to 4.3, recognition of student commissioner. Our chair, John Mills, is not here, so I get the pleasure of acknowledging Sanjana Malaretti. And she has been our student commissioner all year. Those of you who haven't been here to see her report on your behalf, she gives very thorough and very, you know, very informative and very enthusiastic reports on behalf of what you guys are doing, keeps us up to date, keeps you guys on task, keeps you organized, and I am forever impressed with the caliber of folks who sit in the student commissioner post. So we would like to thank you for your for your service this year, and we have a plaque to honor your service, and thank you for being such a great student commissioner. So anyway, do you want to say a few words?
Yes.
Yeah, head on up, okay. And then I guess we do this later.
Yeah.
And make sure you tell everybody where you're going next year, too.
Oh,
what
yeah,
you're
doing. That's actually
good. Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, so I don't have too much to say, but it's crazy that it's already been a year, and this is my second to last commission meeting. But I really enjoyed kind of stepping into that world and seeing how everything works, especially because that's what I want to go into as I grow up, and getting a glimpse of that and seeing how, and being accepted as being like 17 on a council and commission where people are so much more experienced and they've had so much more to see, and just being accepted and seeing all my input and taking everything I had to say into account, I really appreciated that. And to team council, I loved being your chair for the past 9 months or so, and we still have a month, so we're good. But I won't go on for too long, but I really appreciated all the hard work you guys have put in this year, and I really appreciate on the commission's behalf taking everything I have into account this past year. So thank you, everyone.
Good job. All right, we're gonna go to item 5, public comment or written communication. At this time, those in the audience are encouraged to perhaps should go to 4.4, which comes before 5. I like to mix things up. No,
it's okay.
4.4. Okay, so we get the joy of acknowledging the team council. So Sanjana and I will head up there, and We have a certificate of appreciation for all of you who have invested your time and your energy and your ideas and navigated the world of high school and homework and middle school to get the job done. So on behalf of the Parks Commission and the department, we would really like to thank you guys for stepping up, doing that extra thing to give a voice to teens and to really be an enhancement to our community. So thanks, guys. So we've got a certificate. Do you want to read it?
Sure.
Just so it says that you'll
So first of all, it says, certificate of appreciation awarded to Teen Council 2015-2016 in recognition of your dedicated service to the Parks and Community Services Department. So this one is for Shreya. Shreya Solomon.
You should go in front.
Took a spot.
1, 2, 3. All right, perfect.
All right.
Are there any other fellow commissioners that want to say anything about the Teen Council?
I would love to. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
First off, I want to say thank you for all your endless hours and dedication. This is a volunteer role, and you guys found time outside of school and all your extracurricular activities to make a difference in our community. So I totally thank you. It was wonderful being at every one of your meetings, and good luck to the seniors that are moving on to the next chapter of your life, and hopefully each one of you will stay in touch and continue what you're doing to be a great leader. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Renee. Okay, now I can go on to five. Okay, public comment or written communication. At this time, those in attendance are encouraged to address the Parks and Community Services Commission on any item not already on today's or tonight's agenda. If possible, comments should not exceed 5 minutes. If this is not considered sufficient time to address the issue, please arrange with the secretary to have that item placed on the agenda for a future commission meeting. Okay. Any public comment? None? Okay. All right, approval of minutes 6.1. Has everybody had a chance to review minutes of April 13, 2016?
I have a question.
Okay, let's start with a question.
I have a question on 4.2, line 40, where it says, I'd like to thank Kaylee for providing constantly excellent service at our teen centers, as well as providing excellent support staff at the San Ramon Valley Community Fair. Is that correct, the San Ramon Valley Community Fair? It was, they had a San Ramon.
That was in the staff report.
Okay, yeah, right, thank you.
Okay, Renee.
Mine would be line 98. Should that motion have read 17 members and 2 alts?
Mm-hmm. Are there any other changes, questions? Okay, do you have a motion to approve the minutes as amended?
So moved.
All right, do you have a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving minutes for April 13, 2016, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
As amended.
As amended, yes, thank you. Any opposed? All right. Okay, we have approved minutes as amended. Great. Okay. Let's go on to the next item. Item 7, consent calendar. Let's see here. It looks like we just have one item on the consent calendar. The master plan update and strategic action plan update, phase 4. Are we good with the consent agenda? Do I need to?
Can we ask any questions?
Okay, can they ask questions without it being, do I have to take it off the consent agenda, Esther? Mm-hmm. I do.
No, we can, yeah.
Okay.
It's just one item.
So all right. Okay, Commissioner Lopez?
Yes, I have some questions on, I guess the first page, you've taken out the 1.7 to remove the developed trail and hike master plan, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know, our reasoning for that, because are we still working on trails and everything?
Yes, the purview for the bike master plan has moved to the transportation department, and it is in next year's CIP to have a consultant work on that plan. And then the trail master plan has moved to the open space committee, so it's out of the purview of Parks and Community Services, so therefore it's removed from this plan. But you'll be seeing those plans come forward from those.
Okay, then my next question was on page 5 of 9. In number 5.7, striking encourage bicycle safety and use as an alternate to automobile mm-hmm. travel. We're removing that, and I just guess I need to know why.
I think it was the same as that on the bicycle.
Goes to transportation. Yeah. That's what I want you to answer that other question.
Okay. Yes. The goals for this plan guide our staff, and so that would fall.
Okay.
It's not that we don't want to encourage safety and bicycling, right. That would fall under another group's purview to provide the goals.
Right.
So probably the same goes for 6.3 then with the striking the San Ramon Valley Coalition for Youth Safety and Development mm-hmm. would come under transportation, or maybe the
6.3 is regarding that. Coalition for Youth Safety, because the Character Counts program isn't what's being, that's just not current, that's 10 years ago.
Okay.
So it's right. Striking the program itself, because now they use different programs.
Okay, and 7.4, it says evaluate and revise the master plan for the Pearl Canyon Gardens as new development of the Mudge Restaurant site is brought forward for city review and approval. So we're still going, I mean, that's an ongoing thing to continue to evaluate and hopefully develop that or something. Is
yes,
that correct?
Most likely the next master plan process, so this concludes the 10-year master plan, and the new 10-year master plan will be coming in the next year and a half. So that plus the woodlot both need to be remaster planned because the use has changed in the last 10 years. So that we don't want to take that off because that will extend to the next master plan.
And then the 8 points, were those all with education and the library, et cetera? That's my questions. Thank you.
Commissioner Matsumoto, did that answer your questions?
1 point, yes, most of them, but okay. I have a few more. 1.2, I don't want to assume, but I think that's possible.
Yes, correct?
That's correct. That's why it's removing the master plan. And the other one would be 4.3. I know we struck that. Are you looking at all to keep any of the artifacts?
It's still, this is out of the purview of the Parks Commission, so that item is still open. I don't know of any progress that's been made since the last time we spoke at the Harlem House, so we'll have to continue to watch that and provide you updates as we come to a conclusion that's been made. And 2 more. 6.2. Of striking the tutoring because I guess 10 years ago it was thought that tutoring and mentoring would be programs that would be part of our teen center program, but at this point they are not. Maybe we don't mentor, but they're going to be specific programs. So it's a program change from 10 years ago.
Thank you. And let's see. On 9.9, this is just a thought, if there's any way to still keep promote wellness in there. Park and recreation is essential to healthy lifestyles and promote wellness for all ages.
Sure,
just the
absolutely.
Thought.
And with the health consortium and so mm-hmm. forth. Yes.
Okay, do we need to take that off the consent calendar to approve it? I have to do that again. Yeah. Okay. So I need a motion to remove that item from the consent calendar.
Madam Chair, I move that we remove 9.9 from the consent calendar.
Oh, no, 7.1?
I thought it was 9.9.
Oh, no, the item is 7.1.
7.1,
yeah.
Yes, but okay. It is 9.9.
Yeah, we'll get to that next once we remove the
Or you want the whole thing?
It has to be removed in order for us to amend it. Yeah.
That we remove 7.1 from the consent calendar.
Okay, great. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. That's a good idea.
And you might ask that it be made 8.4.
And would you like to amend your motion, Commissioner Lopez, that we remove 7.1 from the consent calendar and make it items 8.4?
That's fine.
Commissioner Matsumoto?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? Okay, so that has now been removed from consent. Now on to 8.4 for further discussion and consideration. So Commissioner Matsumoto, would you like to make a motion? Let's back up a little bit. Let's hold off on that. I had one question since it's off consent. I noticed in item 6.2 on the master plan update, you specifically used the term non-sports activities. And so I wanted to kind of get a sense of the logic or reasoning behind using non-sports activities, because I think it would certainly be within the purview of the teen centers to, you know, keep folks active. And I don't know that would be something we would use that terminology to exclude, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
Madam Chair?
This? Yes.
I think it's more appropriate for you to discuss this as I make one of the items.
Okay, say that again.
I think you should remove the item 8.4.
Right, so what's on? Oh, you want us to wait until we get to that item?
Sure.
I agree. Thank you. Okay, so keep that in mind. Now you have like a full 15, 20 minutes to think about your answer. Thank you, Commissioner Ernest. Point well taken. Okay. Okay, so we have removed that from the consent calendar. Now, what you've all been waiting for, item 8.1, the team council annual report.
Yes, the city council has adopted a procedure for all city committees whereby each committee provides an annual report each year on their accomplishments and their goals for the upcoming year. And so this report was prepared by the team council with input from staff and was approved by the team council on April 19th. It is scheduled to be presented to the city council in the brand new council chamber on May 24th.
It was responding.
The first presentation in the council chamber. So I hope you all will be there. It's going to be pretty exciting. with that, I will turn it over to Sanjana, who will provide the report.
There we go. Yeah, got it.
Okay, so I'm here today to present to you the Team Council of 2015 and 2016's annual report.
Is this where they cheer?
Stall them.
We need a team tech day.
Another one? Again? Okay, cool.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start with the history and background of the Santa Rosa Team Council. So we're a committee of teens appointed by the City Council to represent the teen community in local government, and we were established by the City Council on August 24th, 1994. So we're a little older than 20 years old right now. This year we have representation from Doherty Valley, California, and Monta Vista High Schools, and the council itself consists of three subcommittees: public relations, programming, and community outreach. The council members also serve as liaison to 10 different city committees and commissions, which include but are not limited to the Arts Advisory Committee, Economic Development, Library Advisory Planning, Senior, and the City Council. So this is your 2015-2016 team council, many of which are sitting here today. Okay, so we'll start off with the Public Relations Committee, and what Public Relations does and what they focused on a lot this year is publicizing Teen Council and its activities and events, the projects we work on throughout the year. They communicate a lot with the schools, their organizations within the schools, clubs, and administrators to make sure we have constant contact with them and we're able to keep in touch. They also coordinate with other committees in order to promote and distribute information. Okay, so some of the accomplishments of Public Relations this year. The use of social media such as Twitter and Instagram to cater to our most popular target market, the teens, along with coordination of in-class presentations, which we found to be very helpful, and school-wide announcements such as rallies. So they also coordinated information distribution via multiple platforms, such as morning announcements, bulletin boards, flyers, and school websites. And they work directly with administration of schools such as California High School and Doherty Valley High School in order to develop connections. So they regularly met with administration and they updated them, which made the process of publicizing a lot easier throughout the school year. So this is the social media that Public Relations focused on using throughout the school year. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram were probably the most popular social media platforms. And then our home base is kind of srteen.org. So that's where we have all the information about us, and that encourages subscribe to the website and includes information about Team Council and our programs and events throughout the year. So next we have community outreach. And so what community outreach focuses on is advocating for issues that affect Santa Rosa teens. And they connect school organizations, clubs, and administrators with Team Council so that we can work with them throughout the school year and future. And they create and implement events in order to bring together Santa Rosa teens. So just a couple of the things community outreach worked on this year was a presentation of a film showing called Cyberbully to address teen bullying, and that was one of the first events we worked on as a council in the very beginning of the year. And so what we did was they worked with SRBUSD's Digital Citizenship Week, and then the actual film showing was on Unity Day, which everyone is supposed to wear orange for that day. So as you can see in the picture, we all wore orange, and we had multiple panelists come to the showing itself. So these included speakers from Teen Esteem, the Santa Monica Police Department, SRBUSD, and the Discovery Counseling Center. Another thing community outreach worked on was the Expressions Project. So this was the second year that we put the Expressions Project out, which is an art competition. And we started it last year, and so this year community outreach decided to add categories, expanding the project to include categories such as 3D art, and the prompt this year was, what do you envision when you think of Sandra Bone? And unlike last year, the winners received various prizes, and we had an exhibition actually right here. And then next, third and last but not least, we have programming. And so what programming does is it provides the Teen Council with volunteer opportunities, because as you may or may not know, the Teen Council does have to fulfill a requirement of 8 hours of volunteering every month. So it also creates, supports, and plans teen-related events, and it advocates for youth involvement in the government. So just a couple things programming worked on this year was they coordinated 5 senior tech days at the Senior Center, one of which included a presentation from the Santa Ramon Police Department regarding senior cyber safety, and these were actually some of our most popular events throughout the school year. The seniors loved our tech days, and we loved working with them and helping them figure out everything that was going on, and we were asked to do more, so we'll definitely be working on that next year. And next, they did 2 workshops at She's All That, which was in March this year. So they were both built to capacity, and they were both centered around finding your passion and inner leader. So we coordinated those workshops as well. Then at the Teen Job Fair, they coordinated a stress workshop, which consisted of information, tips, and activities for teens dealing with stress in Santa Ramon, because that seemed to be something we all agreed on was a problem we found in the city. And they actually partnered with the Dublin Youth Advisory Committee, which we thought was really fun, because that's something we haven't done before, is working with other teen councils and youth groups. And then next, but it's something we've been working on, and it's projected for the next year. So they began planning for a teen town hall meeting, which is another unprecedented event. So this is something during which teens throughout the city would join the council in providing their input and working with and collaborating with esteemed individuals in the city. So it's like a mock teen town hall meeting, and we've been working on planning and seeing if teens would be interested in that, and community and programming. Sorry, programming has been putting a lot of work into seeing how that would work and if we could implement that next year. So they're excited. So other accomplishments of the teen council as a whole have been the Teen Council Ambassador Program, which has been brainstormed just this year. So they began planning of an ambassador program through which the council will work and collaborate with more teens. So we're not limited to just the 17 plus 2 alternates that we have as of right now, but we can work with the teens who are interested in working with the council and maybe coming and joining us later and getting input from so many more than just what we have. And so we actually have a separate committee for that who's been working on that and has been working on proposals for it. So that's been really exciting to see that grow. And it's been, I think, one of the bigger projects that the council has worked on lately. Next, we went to the YES, or Youth for Environment and Sustainability Conference on January 30th. And so we were invited to attend this conference as a council, and it was held in Berkeley. So we were able to learn about different youth groups and how they explored ideas about teens getting involved with environment and sustainability. And so we were able to gather multiple different ideas about how we could implement things like that in the smaller suburbs, such as Santa Ramon, which is really exciting. So hopefully you'll get to see some of that next year. And then we had the Tri-Valley Youth Advisory Council meeting, which was hosted by Dublin. And we were able to initiate relationships with the Dublin Youth Advisory Council and discuss pressing teen topics. And we already had worked on the teen job fair, doing a stress workshop. After we met them at the Youth Advisory Council meeting, we were able to do that. So we were able to immediately start working with them, which was really exciting. These are just a couple of the community volunteer projects that Teen Council has worked on throughout the school year. So we have the Senior Tech Days, of course, which we talked about, the Tri-Valley Teen and Job and Career Fair, the Santa Ramon City Hall grand opening, which is this Saturday, and we will be there, the Bah Humbug Fitness Run, and the Dose of Awareness 5K Walk. Okay, so then we have the goals for the 2016-2017 Teen Council. So of course we have advising the Parks and Community Services Department on teen programming. We want to also look into methods of gaining more attention from the community and having more involvement in teen programs. We've seen as a council, that's something we've noticed, is we're seeing teens kind of start to walk away from the community events that we've been putting on. So we're trying to figure out different ways to cater to the group we're looking at. So that's definitely one of the bigger goals for next year. The second one is, of course, still supporting local entities hosting events for teens. Third is connecting school organizations with teen council and continue using teen liaisons with each high school, as we were able to successfully do this year. Fourth is continuing the Teen Citizenship Award, which will recognize one middle or high school student who has done something extraordinary for the city of Santa Ramon. Next, we have continuing programs such as Senior Tech Days, the Expressions Project, and youth workshops at local events. Six, we have implementing a Teen Council Ambassador Program through which middle and high school students can stay and become involved with Teen Council. 7, we have implement a Santa Ramon Teen Town Hall meeting in order to bring together students of Santa Ramon and hear their suggestions. Eight, providing consistent liaisons to city committees. We found that to be very important this year. And actually, that was it for our goals. So from Santa Ramon Teen Council, thank you for listening to everything we've worked on this year, because we did put a lot of effort into it, and we love being able to work with you guys and having you work with us as well.
Comments?
Okay. So now, you guys, great program, great presentation. You guys should be proud of your accomplishments during the 2015-2016 year. Hopefully I'll be able to work with you if I'm appointed being the liaison next year. Again, I think with this report or in what you do, I think it's important to keep track of how many applicants you got from one year to another, and things like that, so you can see like when you started promoting events, how you did it, and things like that for the next group coming in. Good job.
Thank you. Anybody else? I had a couple quick things. I love the teen council. I think you guys are awesome. And thank you for all your hard work this year. I know it was a bit of a transition year with a lot of you guys brand spanking new to teen council. There's a bit of a learning curve, right? But I think you guys hung in there and you did it, and so good job for that. You know, one of the things we get, sort of like you guys get, is briefings from staff on our presentations that we're gonna hear. So we got some information about what you were gonna be reporting on for Teen Council. One of the things was the Expressions Project, that you had made a comment that there's been an increase in youth art contests sponsored by private organizations, and we're seeing a lot of art contests. So I was really excited to see that you guys were going to look at ways to partner with other groups, and I'd be curious to see how that sort of evolves, because I think you've got a lot of art contests out there. So I think you guys have put, because I was here when you guys started that, so I know you have a lot invested in that and you're really proud of it, which you should be. But I'd love to be kept posted, you know, for this group to be kept posted on how that morphs, and if you see sort of a natural partnership that works for both of you. So,
absolutely.
Curious to see how that goes. Did you want to say anything about that or no?
Yeah, I think something we noticed this year was we actually moved Expressions up from around March and April, which is what it was last year, and this year was around January. And so we saw that a lot of art competitions were happening around the same time, and we recognized, you know, you're looking at the same kind of things, so why not work with different groups? So we were looking at maybe even different topics, because we worked about like drug awareness and alcohol awareness, so maybe kind of centering around topics such as those and see where that goes, so it's a little bit different, and see how that works out. So we'll definitely keep you posted.
Great. I was going to ask, I have three more quick things, because I've been informed by a commissioner who said, shall remain nameless, that there's a basketball game going on tonight, so I'm supposed to keep it moving. Have you guys thought about hosting YAC here in Santa Ramon?
We did last year.
Okay, so it was last year. So how often does it come back around?
So it alternates between Dublin, Pleasanton, and Santa Ramon.
Okay.
And then Danville did get involved this year, so
okay,
it's every couple years.
Yep. Yeah, cool. Okay. And then I am super excited about the teen town hall meeting. I think that is going to be the most awesome thing. I know Jen will work, whoever's your liaison with the city will work with you to make sure that it's structured just right, so it's in control and productive and stuff, and it's not an easy thing, but I think it's got huge potential. And then, so I think you guys talked about the status of the team ambassador program. So if I understand you correctly, you guys are going to try to implement for next year?
Yeah, so the way we wanted it to work wasn't necessarily that it would align with the teen council and the applications. They're out at the exact same time. So what we wanted to do was kind of around September, October, once the new teen council is settled in, they would start sending out applications. And it would be kind of like a mini application process with like one or two essay questions, but like kind of short answer questions, and then possibly an interview after that. So that's, we definitely wanted to get it implemented next year.
Good. Great job, guys.
Before we ended really quick, I wanted to just commend the seniors real quick. There's only four of us this year. There was a lot more last year, but I just wanted to talk about where we're all going to school and kind of for me, I'm going to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign next year, so really excited about that. And then we have Lolita, who's going to Drexel University next year, and she's doing a 7-year med program. And then we have Eileen, who's going to Harvard College next year, so congratulations to her. And then we have Helen there, who's going to Pomona College. So if we could just have a round of applause.
Yay!
I had another thought. I am one of the Devlin Santa Ramon Women's So we would really much like to talk with you or, you know, coordinate with you to see if we can combine some things.
Absolutely.
So if you can give them my name and all that, you know, for next year, then we can check that out. Because ours starts in January also.
I certainly wish you because I'm going to be here. Another thought is also because we have a wonderful public art collection, and Kathy makes sure that it stays intact and those items are distributed throughout all of the city facilities, and now we have another one. It would be wonderful if your winners could donate their artwork to the public art collection, or at least the main, you know, could have the one main choice, you know, the Teen Council Choice Award or something, and that could become part of the permanent art collection.
Good job, guys.
Yes, thank you.
Way to go. Okay, so as much as I know you would die to stay for the rest of the meeting and hear us, I know you guys have homework and stuff, so is it okay if we just say you guys are excused?
Sure.
Yeah, you guys good? I know you want to stay. I know it. I know it. I know your hearts want to stay, but if you guys need to go, we'll give you 30 seconds to get out. No, just kidding. Thank you for coming, guys. And if you want to stay, you're more than welcome, but I know you guys have homework and stuff. Thank you. Good job, guys.
Okay. See you all on the 24th.
Oh, yeah. They know about the 24th, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so now we're going to go to 8.2. Mary Ann Simmons is going to talk to us about this year's Art and Wind Festival.
Yay. Vice Chair Kenneth Stanley, Commissioners, thank you so much for having me here this evening to go over with you our super exciting lineup of entertainment and amenities that will be happening at the 2016 Art and Wind Festival. The festival is scheduled for May 29th and 30th this year, and you do have some promotional information, so I'd encourage you to take a look at it. One of the biggest changes right there to the festival this year, you're going to hear several of them from me, is that the festival is going to be from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. So we've listened to our vendors and to the people that attend the festival, and we're hoping that with the beautiful San Ramon weather as it is first thing in the morning, we're hoping to then start a little bit later so people are in a little bit more of a mood to come in and then maybe have lunch and then stay a little bit later so they can again visit our vendors for dinner in the evening. And we have people that always stay. At 5 o'clock we have difficulty exiting the festival and getting everyone out. So we are going to allow them to stay longer. And the entertainment and everything will be coinciding with that longer time. So some of the highlights of the festival this year is we will have entertainment on four stages. So that's going to be our Acosta stage, our amphitheater stage. We have a separate puppet stage just for a whole series of puppet shows for the youngsters. And of course, our main stage, which is our Chevron-sponsored stage, which is on the grass area behind the tennis court. We have a large variety of local multicultural performance groups, dance and vocal groups. We have some big party and tribute bands. We have improv comedy. And new this year, we have dogs. Yes, we have dogs at the festival. We have the disc dogs at the Golden Gate that are going to be coming and performing on two of our stages and doing those high-flying acrobatics. Dogs are super entwined in our community. They're members of people's families. They're very important to people, so we wanted to really incorporate that into the festival this year and make sure everyone was welcome. So this is a new fun thing. We're going to be giving it a try and see how well that is received by the community. We do also have an enhanced Memorial Day program this year, so we've changed it up a little bit. We've moved the Memorial Day program to the main stage to 3 o'clock, so right in between some of our most popular entertainment. So we should have a lovely crowd for that. We're going to have bagpipes this year, sort of a traditional, you know, memorial type of thing, we'll have a bagpiper. And we've incorporated our Jumping in the Sun dance company this year into the Memorial Day program. So they're going to be doing like an interpretive dance. So that will be in addition to some of the traditional Memorial Day things that happen, the recognition of our veterans and such. That'll be happening as well. But we've mixed it up and put it on the big stage. So that's kind of a fun thing. We have 19 nonprofit, community nonprofits. So they'll be operating 25 different food and beverage booths and carts this year. So this is a major fundraiser. a terrific selection of festival food and drinks for everyone to enjoy. We have 15 commercial businesses from around the Tri-Valley that will be participating, they will be marketing their businesses. We have 150 fine arts and crafts and specialty food vendors that will be participating over two large areas of the festival. And they represent a large variety of artists, fine artists and crafts persons that can be from glassware to photography, a variety of ceramics, paintings of all different types, beautiful, unique handicraft items, and a fairly nice selection of specialty food items, such as food, sauces, pastas, dips, candies, those kinds of things. We have some wonderful sponsors that help us put this all on, of course. Our major sponsor is Chevron this year. Bishop Ranch is particularly sponsoring our professional kite flyers, which is a large part of the festival, and we'll be back. The American Kite Association and their representatives will be there putting on choreographed professional kite demonstrations, and that is being sponsored by Bishop Ranch. San Ramon Regional Medical Center is back again with us this year. Sutter Health is a sponsor. The Marriott Hotels, Xfinity, Comcast, KKIQ Radio, Waste Management, Republic Services, and REMAX is coming in as a unique in-kind sponsor with us this year. They're providing a new amenity for us this year. We're going to have a hot air balloon again. So hopefully, weather permitting, the hot air balloon is a tethered hot air balloon. So it's that beautiful REMAX balloon that you've probably seen. And they, weather permitting, are going to be raising the balloon to an elevation of about 150 feet and lowering the balloon in the ball field, kind of behind the main concert. So again, that's weather permitting, but they'll be there. And if they cannot fully inflate and go up because of the weather, they will be there partially inflate, or at a minimum, at least be able to inflate part of the time and show folks what the basket looks like and give them an idea of what a hot air balloon looks like up close and personal. So that is a new amenity this year. In addition to that new element, we have, and I have a separate flyer there for you, have a very unique event that's going to be happening here inside the community center, and that's an author event. The artwork that you're looking at that was commissioned this year was unique in that it was the commission of a artist, an illustrator, an author. So Alexandra Boyger is actually an award-winning author and a commissioned artist. Her most recent book, Max and Marlowe, was recently named as one of the 2016 best children's books. Right now we have about 25 pieces of her original art that's on display in the Lindsay Dirks Brown Art Gallery. So as opposed to just having our wonderful artists every year, the opportunity this year, because she is an illustrator and an author, it came about that we could do an event with her as an enhancement to the festival and bring in the literary arts as well. So on Monday, she's going to be here. She's going to do a book reading, so a little story time that we're advertising in conjunction with the library. She's going to be signing books. People will be able to purchase her books, and there's a large selection, and that is going to be provided by Bay Books, who's helping us to advertise the event as well. So they're coming and selling the books for her. Our poster, which I didn't want to crowd up your table, but the beautiful poster I have over here on the table, so please take one or more, features her artwork, and she's going to be signing those and then giving those away for free. So you can actually get a version of her artwork signed on the poster. And then she's going to have some limited edition prints available that she'll be signing, and selling as well. So we're really excited about this, and we got our library involved as well, so they're promoting the event through their story times and the patrons that visit the library. So this is a new fun element that we're bringing in this year. We also, fortunately, have our beautiful skate park back. So another new element that we're bringing in this year is a professional skateboard demonstration. So we have one of our instructors who's bringing some of his people he works with. They're going to be doing skateboarding demonstrations, contests, free lessons. They'll bring you all the equipment for free lessons. And they're going to have some great little prizes that they're providing as giveaways for some little giveaways. a rest station, because we find that the kite making workshop, because it's indoors, because it gears towards children, it's a natural place for families to gather, grandparents, families with the babies, the siblings to gather while one sibling is working on a craft, perfect place for families to rest. So we're going to have tables and chairs out for the people to rest, stroller parking, a whole area so they can enjoy this room. Another amenity, and we're super proud of this long list of wonderful new things we can provide to you this year for the festival. Another one is the family drop-off zone. So we do have handicap parking, accessible parking at Iron Horse Middle School. But we do find that not everyone has a handicap locker that needs to be dropped off and has difficulty walking sometimes from our parking lots. Especially if they have a lot of they have grandparents, they have little children, they have strollers, so forth. So we are going to give this a try and see how this works and possibly expand for next year. But we're going to have off of El Costa in the front, a family drop zone. So it's a lane that's already blocked off. We're doing further enhancements to make sure it's very visible and blocked off even further. We're providing a staff person out there, and that staff person will be guiding cars into the lane. People can exit, and then they can drive out and be directed to parking. So it's a place where they can drop off and then pick up family members throughout the event. And then we do have one other amenity that we're providing this year as well, and those are hydration stations. So you've probably seen these at other festivals that you've gone to. So we're encouraging people to bring their own water bottles. If they purchase a water bottle from one of our vendors, they can then go to a hydration station and fill it up and have it for the rest of the day. So there'll be two of those, one in the back parking lot here, which is our large children's amusement area. So it can get warm out there. It's a natural area where we have a lot of families and children. And then another one over in the snack shack slash restroom that's in the park. So that's just a snippet of all the things that'll be going on. I know you have your parking passes there, and I would definitely encourage you to come participate in the festival. We appreciate and welcome, and would like to have your feedback after the festival for things that you would like to see change, added to your comments. So we typically do a survey, a Survey Monkey, and we'll make sure you get the link to that. We'd love to hear from you about the festival, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have at this time.
Esther, do we are we needed to work a booth?
In your memo, yes, in the rotunda of the City Hall will be the city booth area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's requested that commissioners sign up for some time slots to talk to residents and answer questions and represent.
Are we going to get an email, or do you want us to sign up tonight? Or
you can tell me tonight. I'm happy to pass it on when you'd like to wish it.
Okay.
Yeah, good
lunch. Mr. Ernest?
I just think you did a magnificent job with handling this festival. I never had a year where we had so many new friends. I really sad. Truly my voice.
That's quite all right. Thank you very much. It's a huge team effort. It's not me. I'm just here representing the larger group that lives on the festival.
Please pass it on to me.
Thank you very much.
I echo what Commissioner Ernest says. I love the Art Ruin Festival. It's such a wonderful marquee event for our community, and I love that you and your staff are constantly looking at ways to improve it and to make it more user-friendly. And it's just, you know, if we kept the same festival the way it was 10 years ago, whatever, it'd still be a great festival. But the fact that you're never satisfied and you're always making it better, that is a real feather in your guys' cap. I think it's amazing. So I completely echo what Commissioner Ernest says. Anybody else?
Thank you.
Kudos.
Great job. Super excited.
Thank you very much.
Good thing.
Yeah, really exciting. Okay, so do you want to pass down a sheet with shifts on it, or how do we want to do that? What works best for you, Esther?
I think it was, I don't remember. I think they're on your memo.
Or would it be better for Jordan to send out an email?
We can do that.
Okay. What, is that the pleasure of the commission?
Well, either that or after we adjourn, I think mm-hmm. it'd be better to do that.
Okay. So if you know right now when we adjourn, let's let staff know. And then we can send an email out, maybe, Jordan, with whatever gaps are in the schedule.
Yeah, you can pass it. If you know tonight, pass it over to Jordan.
Okay, perfect.
And then you'll send out an email with what's left tomorrow.
So, in accordance with my very astute colleague, Commissioner Ernest, we are now to 8.4. And with the master plan update.
8.3.
Oh, good God, Heidi. I'm so glad it's just us and everybody's left. Oh my gosh, I'm just not on my game tonight. Okay.
Slow down. 8.3,
selection of poet laureate, selection committee. I think I was so worried about missing 8.4 that I jumped to it. Okay, Kathy.
Absolutely. So, just to give you a little background in case not everyone is up to speed with our poet laureate program, but we have a poet laureate, currently it's Kathy Moore. The poet laureate serves a two-year term, and so her term is up. The poet laureate is a slightly unique program from all the other appointments that you do, in that we set up a joint committee with two Parks and Rec commissioners and one Arts Advisory Committee to interview the potential candidates, and then they would make a recommendation back to this commission and they would forward that on to the City Council. So in order to make all of that work and to get the application out with the actual date of the interview, because we found that to be the most successful, what I needed to get from you this evening were two members that we could hopefully schedule potentially on June 22nd, if that's a date that might work, if that's your regular meeting date for interviews, or we can potentially set up another date and then get the Arts Advisory Committee to attend that as well.
I'd love to help with that. And the 22nd would work for me.
Is there anybody else that would be willing to step up on that interview?
June 22nd, correct?
June 22nd.
Okay.
That's what I was.
I think that's okay.
Is there a term limit for poet laureate?
2 years.
It's 2 years max, it's okay.
There's not a consecutive term limit because Kathy Moore is actually on two terms.
Okay.
And I think we had Pat Perry before that. He had done several consecutive terms.
Okay.
It's really about the person who is the best fit. And the application process has, you know, all of the regular requirements and requirement for their poetry and answers to some questions. So you would, of course, receive those in advance if you have a chance to read them.
And I'm not sure, obviously, whether Kathy's going to reapply or what's going to happen, but when we have poet laureates move on and have new poet laureates, do we have opportunities in this council or this commission meeting to acknowledge them?
Well, yeah, we certainly could. I don't know that we have done it before,
I just
but
feel
I think
like
that would be a nice
it's a good idea to celebrate, because I love the poet laureates. They just add spirit and soul to our events and our community. So that would, I don't know how everybody else feels, if they think it's a good idea, but I'd love to acknowledge, you know, make it a tradition to acknowledge outgoing poet laureates.
I think that the City Council always has, but I'm not sure that we have. Yeah. Might have in the past.
Okay. Or we can go to the City Council meeting when they do it or something like that. Just let us know. Okay, so Kathy, you're looking for that second person?
I think we just got you and Carol.
And Carol? Okay.
Or somebody else wanted to.
Okay, and tentatively for June 22nd at what time? Did you have a time in mind, Kathy?
Well, I wrote it down here, but that's why I wanted to check with you, maybe between 5 and 7. It depends on how many applicants we get.
Mm-hmm. That works for me. Does it work for you?
Mm-hmm. I can narrow down the exact. If that works for you, then we can plan from there. And then she put me down as alternate.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and then will we receive the application materials in advance?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, so the deadline's going to be set. Require some review of the answers to the question.
Okay. Any questions? Anything further, Kathy? Thank you. Okay, may I go to 8.4 now, Commissioner Ernest? Am I in order? I need to check with the boss over here. He's got to advise me. Okay. Master plan update. Okay, so I was asking about the non-sports activities.
And what?
So I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion for that.
6.2.
You all are looking at 6.2. I would say continue to provide the support needed for the teen centers as a focal point for youth programs and services after school, added after school, for 11 to 14 year olds by offering an array of programs and services that include, and I've got physical fitness slash wellness activities, which they do, and character and community building activities, and volunteer opportunities. So those two things, physical fitness slash wellness activities, comma, character and community building activities, would be added, and then the final one would be and volunteer opportunities.
That's good.
Would that be suitable?
Sounds good to me. Any input on that?
I think it sounds good.
Like it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have Commissioner Matsumoto's edit to the master plan update. We have this new edit. Is there any other input, questions?
Well, what was
okay, so what I think we should do,
I was suggesting that we just add that promote wellness. So market recreation is essential to healthy lifestyles that promotes wellness for all ages. And the wellness also goes with amendment.
Yeah, it kind of meshes, yeah, yes. Okay. So Esther, do you wanna, just for the record, reread the two, who's recorded them? Okay, do you want to reread?
It'll be reported. We've got
no, but as part of, we need to move to approve it, so probably want to reword it. Huh?
You can just do a motion and say as amended. So okay. I move that we accept the amendment for 9.9
mm-hmm.
and 6.2
mm-hmm.
And
approve the update.
So it's two things we're doing, like
over the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. We're doing the final phase five, which completes the update to your update.
Okay, so that was 9.2?
So
6.2? Okay.
So to approve the amendments of 6.2 and 9.6. The review and accept the phase 9.9 and accept the phase 5
mm-hmm.
of the city's second own master plan. I did say this and therefore add that to it. And therefore a completed 2-year update.
Very good. Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, Commissioner Lopez seconds. So we have a motion on the floor to approve amendments to the to 6.2, 9.6. and to accept the phase 5 update of the City of San Ramon Master Plan update and strategic action plan, and therefore approve the completed 2-year phase. All right, any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Say aye. You're supposed to say it. All those in favor say aye.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so passed.
No, I have just one thing.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much, because this does complete that 2-year update. What will come next is a new document. You all have probably the old one, the old master plan. This provides the whole new updated plan that will take you through the next 2 years until you get the brand new 10-year master plan.
So will
so
we
thank
get
you
an
very up, much for all
will
of
we get an update, like a printed,
we'll get
consolidated
printed
based on our work of the last phase?
Yes.
You'll get a binder.
Okay.
Yes, you'll get a
perfect
whole new document.
Okay.
That will have all the
changes. All the changes. Perfect.
Yes.
Thank you. That's a lot of work for staff, too.
I wanted to make sure it was done before us.
Yeah. You can rest easy now.
Thank you.
Okay, good. All right. So we're going to go to 9 staff reports, 9.1 administration and development report. Were there any, I know I made a couple comments. Any questions or comments or anything for that? Hang on. Let me just look.
I just want to say, one, on the cricket field use, thank you very much for responding immediately, and I thought that was a great response. For the San Ramon Aquavera practice, too, thanks for being proactive and working with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just shows that we care and we're aware of what's going around.
Us.
Yeah, was that it, Mr. Matsumoto? You had something else?
There might be more on page 11 of 20, just a revenue question on the community center, the rental way down, right?
Looks like taxes went up, but revenue went down.
Thank you.
And I would have to say it's probably due to incentives that they're offering now opposed to last year. So you might see a slight change in the revenue amount. However, what we're seeing is increased rentals, increased use of the buildings, which actually usually means increased revenue overall.
Yeah, it did. And I think that's been several months now that shows that it's less, but it's because of those incentives.
It sounds like even with the coupons you're using for the individuals, it seems to be working too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. These classes are increasing that as well.
We're offering a coupon this weekend as well. You see on there.
Saw that.
We're offering a little coupon code for discount on, which promotes the skate camps. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping people will take advantage of that. Because the more that they take advantage of this, they also get on our Facebook and people start to participate more in our social media.
So it looks like we're
following too.
Yeah. So it looks like we're on 9.2. Were there any additional comments or questions? No, you're good. I do that all the time. It's hard to keep track. I lump it all in an admin, you know. Any questions or comments? Yeah. I had one final one in 9.2. I noticed under the spring 2015 versus 2016 classes on page 16 of 20. The art cancellation is through the roof. And so I'm just wondering, is this typical? Is this something we should tweak or be worried about? Or like 91%, am I reading this right, 78%?
Can we answer that?
Whoever feels compelled.
It's less than last year.
Yeah,
that's true.
We have a lot of trouble with after-school enrichment arts class.
It's the after-school.
That has been one of the hardest places. Because the offering is like sports, arts, and enrichment, and we only get a couple of people in each of the classes, which aren't enough to make those three classes sometimes run.
Yeah.
So staff is consciously now working on programming some of those arts classes back at the community centers to see if we can draw from multiple schools. But that historically has been one of the real hard points. Parents just don't, even though everyone says, I love the arts are important, they don't end up actually signing the kids up.
Interesting.
Or they'll sign them up for one round of ceramics, but it's not, you don't keep signing up again and again. Mm-hmm.
Well, I figured it was on your guys' radar screen and that you were looking at it and trying to figure it out and make it work for the community, for the city and for the community.
Well, you remember this is part of the after-school enrichment business plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, they're following registration very closely, tracking what's happening, tracking the trends, and as Kathy said, we'll be having to change course accordingly.
Yeah.
So you may see changes down the road of, you know, we're not offering arts after school enrichment program, but it comes back here and is offered as a typical enrichment class.
Yeah.
And you may see that in some of the other areas as well. So they're tracking all of the after school enrichment as we promised.
Yeah. Yeah.
And following that plan. So they'll be coming back to you periodically to give you updates, at least once a year, to give you updates about where we are and then where we're going.
Yeah.
That three-year mark comes.
Yeah.
We're in the midst of the first year or so.
And change can be really good, you know, tweaking things and trying new things and seeing where it takes you.
Yes.
You know, so I totally embrace that. But that one, I mean, even at 51% and 44 in the 40s, that's still on some level, if you don't kind of know the dynamics, it's alarming. But when I saw the 91 and the 78, I'm like, oh, that's painful.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
We've been pained with it.
Okay.
It's been much discussed.
Yeah. What about 9.3, maintenance and operations report? Anything on that?
And Jeff asked me if there was any comments, I would bring it back to him.
That's a loaded question. No. And then 9.4, did everybody take a look at the action items in the back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Commissioner Ernest, do we have any updates on these action items?
The number 83, the gas fireplace, I know that Public Services is reviewing this as a future CIP project. It's not included in this year's CIP, but they are exploring the cost. They really don't know until they get in there and figure out what exactly is wrong with it, as the Senior Foundation did not agree to put money towards the repair of that fireplace. So I would assume it's going to sit unusable for a while.
Okay. Anything on the Commissioner Ernest action item? First one?
That would have to come from Public Services, so we can request that they provide a response.
Okay. Would that be all right, Commissioner Ernest? Works for you? Okay, awesome.
The other thing that is not on here that I'd ask is still that we've not had, with the art, we've still not had, you know, dedications on the art pieces.
Oh, the art, yeah.
I had requested that, and that's been dropped from the action. That's been dropped from there, so I think that needs to be added again. Because we're way, way overdue.
Okay, so we can add that on?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, all righty. Any other action items or any that didn't make it on that you guys feel should be on there? Okay, 10, update on city council reports.
I'm trying to remember if any of you have been at the recent. We've had three budget workshops thus far. The council has been struggling somewhat with the deficit and trying to reduce the use of the general fund reserves. And so the first two meetings and then yesterday we had the nod that our operational budget was good to go. And now they're asked for another meeting to look at how much in reserves will be used for the CIP. For the operational budget, there were reductions in a couple of areas requested. Let's see if I can remember from my memory. I'm sorry, I didn't work with me. But they will not hire next year a replacement for the planning director or my replacement. So those will be in the budget but unfunded and will be vacant. Police reduced their request from, I think, five new employees down to two. I believe it's two. Our department, there was a consideration of a soft hiring freeze, and our two vacant recreation coordinator positions were sort of in that mix. And so through the first two meetings, we highlighted the impact of not hiring those two coordinators to the council, as well as then gave them a list of programs that we could reduce that would not have a revenue loss or a revenue impact. And they chose to go with sort of a combination of the two. So short and sweet, very little program impact. There will be some service level reduction in terms of our budget supplies, the forest on farm striping, some contract reductions, so that was the striping, and the study for the future structures at Forestone Farms, we're gonna start that next year, so that'll be delayed. A few things like that, it was about $134,000. We will not hire, replace an office technician position, so that will remain unfunded, no interns. So some of those things, about $134,000 of reduction in our expenditures were approved, plus a new movement, and I'll mention this to you now, you'll probably hear more about it, but a new movement which is, we think, a very positive one, and the council was very pleased about this, was the redefinition, and you remember from the aquatics business plan, one of the things that was brought up that we needed to clearly define the two pools and how we run the two pools, and that it was recommended that we not mirror programs at the two pools. So this gave us the opportunity to sort of put this forward, and the council was very excited about the fact that we will move all public use of aquatic programs to Santa Monica Olympic Pool, and the Doherty Valley Aquatic Pool will be focused on school use, co-sponsored use, and rentals, and some private lessons. So,
but obviously with Cal still using
the pool for classes.
Oh, yes, we have to do that for the joint agreement.
Yeah, joint agreement.
So, actually, this was all done prior to the Aqua Bears situation, but it all fed right into a positive for them, because by moving public use to San Ramon Olympic Pool, we had the space available at Doherty Valley Aquatic Center. Because they're a resident group, they fell right into first in line. So that was an increase in our revenue, a projected increase of $85,000. So our staff's going to be working very hard to make sure we hit those marks, because that saved those two positions, which was very good for us. It was a big loss to lose two coordinating positions. So that took two meetings. So at this point, the next budget workshop, there are two more planned, the 18th and 19th of May. We may not need the 19th, but the 18th will be focusing more on the CIP issue. So if you're interested, you might want to come and listen. And then June 6th will be overview of the whole budget, both operational and CIP. And then it will be hopefully adopted by the second meeting in June, whatever that was, 24th or something around there. So we're looking into the end of June, which is a month later than normal, but they needed to take a little extra time, they felt, this year to try to reduce the use of those reserves. They're very worried about that. So it's an interesting discussion, and I would recommend you do come and listen to some of their discussions. Other than that, last night's commission meeting, council meeting, was focused mostly on us, the Arts Advisory annual report, appointments, all that you did last month. And also, exciting, is the approval of a second marquee sign, electronic marquee sign, that will be out here on Bollinger Canyon Road in front of City Hall. Very excited about that, because for us, I'm back to Kim Giuliano saying it every year at the CIP meetings, we've been wishing we had another one to be able to highlight programs, the theater, all kinds of messages can go up there telling the community what's going on. And as well, it becomes a wonderful way to communicate with the residents on issues like emergency preparedness if we have a disaster and all of those things. So that funding was approved last night, and they should be moving forward. I don't remember what the timeline was on it, but they can move pretty quickly from what I heard.
So. And Esther, with something like that, are any of the commissions or committees that consulted on the look and feel of that? Because I think that can be a deal breaker.
It's going to go through planning.
It goes through planning.
Anything
okay.
like that, the signage
it's
on
gonna
the streets.
It's going to go through planning. Okay.
It will head
and
through
they'll
planning
have to approve
and
it.
ARB.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll go through
okay.
those two.
Yeah, just curious.
Yep. So that's very exciting.
Some of them look good. Some of them don't look so good.
Yeah. This one is following. So far, the thought is it will follow the arches that we
the
have
arches,
in this park.
Yeah.
And I think they decided last night to call it San Ramon Civic Center. Civic Center will be on the top.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm.
So, that was pretty cool. And I'm thinking it'll go right out at the entrance, the main entrance back here, which will now probably be known as our main entrance. Or longer will this be than the entrance?
The pedestrian bridge goes.
The pedestrian bridge will be a little further down. It's really on Horse Trail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Esther. Okay, so committee reports. Should we just start down here? Commissioner Ernest, any committee reports? Okay. You have anything else you want to add?
We've just been working on the...
Did you want to say something? I'm sorry. No, okay, sorry about that.
We've just been working on the ambassador program. Maybe that's pretty much it. And then I'm not sure if I mentioned it last time, because it was probably like a day after we decided, but we chose our winner for outstanding team. And I'm sure I'll do some of that at the main point. So that's pretty much it. Everything's kind of wrapping up.
You guys have seen Ritus yet?
Kind of, but not really, because Doherty doesn't let that happen.
Okay. All right, I have two reports because I went to the Senior Advisory Committee meeting for Commissioner Dorlick. So a couple things. They said the Senior Center Fashion Show on April 16th went well. They didn't have exact revenue numbers. I don't know, Carol, if you heard how much they made. The money, as you know, goes to the Senior Center Foundation for expenses like Meals on Wheels, that kind of thing. The Live Well Resource Fair takes place on May 14th, 8:30 to 12:30 at the Senior Center. And that's where vendors come on all topics on how to live well. That's after obvious. The big news is that they have committed to and are changing their meeting time for the Senior Advisory Committee to August, starting August 1st, it will be 10:30 in the morning. So this, you know, obviously whoever our liaison will need to know that. And also it's gonna make it more difficult for the teen council to be represented there. So they are, I know Jenna has been talking about creative, maybe listening to the tape or, you know, ways that they can be up to speed on what's going on. So I think that'll need to be on our staff's radar screen, I'm sure it is, to make that happen.
The reason why is they, because of getting people to attend.
I think they feel more seniors will participate at that time as opposed to 4 in the afternoon.
Yes, years ago it was at 10:30 for many, many years. I think as long as I was there, it was at 10:30. And then at that time, they were trying to attract baby boomers. So they thought, well, let's move it to 4 o'clock. So it's been 4 o'clock now for probably 10 years. And what they're finding is they're having difficulty now attracting seniors to, right now there are five openings. There are a lot of openings.
A lot of openings.
And they're not getting people to serve. Whether that's the reason or not, I'm not sure, but they want to try this to see if they can fill those slots. It will impact liaisons, definitely.
Yeah.
And you may want to pass that message on to the committee who is there looking at this and try to find ways of making sure that they do.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit. I mean, I brought it to the forefront because
commissioners too.
I would hope for the connection that the teens and the seniors have to be maintained, but to increase. I want to see that become more prevalent even, and that's going to be a ding to that process, but I'm sure we'll figure it out. You know, I know the other thing is that the chairperson, Mark Powers, he was talking about folks bringing a buddy to the Senior Advisory Committee. So I think they're trying to think of ways to get more people in the seats, and I think that's awesome. That's great. There's going to be a lunch with law enforcement at the Senior Center on June 1st at 12:30. So that's neat. I love any time law enforcement connects with the community. And then the idea was mentioned for teens to talk to seniors about career options. I think I may have suggested that. But I just threw, one of us threw out there that it would be, you know, with seniors having so much work experience and such a wealth of background, to somehow have a forum where, you know, teens can brainstorm with the seniors. What did you do for a career? Especially in our community where we should acknowledge that not everybody's going to university and some go to trade schools. You know, we need to expose the teens through all rich resources of what careers are out there. And so that might be, and I know the seniors that have been important in my life love to tell their stories about what they did in their working life, you know. So that we talked about, it's just an idea being kicked around. I'm sure Jenna will report to you guys, and nothing concrete, but good meeting, great group of folks, and I was happy to be there. The other thing is I went to the Library Advisory Committee meeting, and that was April 21st. The construction on the new library, right now they're looking at November 2016 with opening March 2017. That, you know, you gotta get the racks back in there, and there's a lot of prep work that goes into that. We're very fortunate on the Library Advisory Committee to have a gal who also sits on the Contra Costa Library Commission. So she really keeps us posted on that part of the library operations. Right now they're doing a lot of goals and needs assessment, looking at whether they need to get more into philanthropy to do some funding of library services. And so it's Kathleen Gilchrist. She's the gal that's on that commission. And I think that's about it. I think the big thing is just really getting excited for the library to open when it's all up to date. So, and the folks continue to use the pocket library. A lot of circulation seems to be over at the Doherty Station Library. And so I just love our library staff, our library professionals. They're amazing. It really is a science. When they call it library science, it is a science. So those are the two for me. Commissioner Lopez?
I don't have anything to report. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend the meeting.
Okay. All right. Commissioner Matsumoto?
Good Space met on Monday, and just the agenda mostly was the Tassajara Valley overview and history since 1990s to 2013, and where it might be done soon. And that they'll be working on their annual report
the advisory committee has also been in place for over a year now. Come in front of the city council with an annual report. So hopefully in August.
Great. Who else?
No. I don't have my little thing over here. Okay. Anything else? Okay, so that's committee reports. Kathy or Esther, did you have any committee reports or anything like that? No? Okay. Commission member items? Commissioner Ernest, any words of wisdom for us? Okay. Anything else? No?
And I just want to make sure that the team council does know I asked about the trails and what you guys wanted to see implemented, and I did share what you were interested in, like signs, if you a snake were to approach you, a cow or a coyote, what to do. Uh-huh. So that was brought up to them.
Okay. Awesome.
This is what a cow looks like.
This is what a coyote is like. And my teacher, what do you
do? I have to say, when I was a Cub Scout leader, we went for a walk through an open space where there were some cows, and it was a little boy named Kyle, I'll never forget him. He looked at the cow and he said, "I'll see you at Burger King."
Oh. Commissioner Lopez, did you have any member items?
I don't have anything.
It's hard to follow up with Burger King comment, but.
Well, I just look, when you're on animals, today my husband was mowing the lawn and he came out and came in the house and yelled and said, "You'll never know what's in our yard." And there was a chicken.
A chicken? It wasn't a turkey.
No, dear. So anyway, it was a little black.
I'll be darned.
And of course, it's so funny because see, I love chickens and I collect chickens and all. And so this little thing, and so I thought, I'd like to feed it and so I could catch it. You know, Richard said, "We're not feeding it," but I would like to. And then it was there. Yeah. So if we had a way
you can
to catch
chickens.
Yeah, you can. Can a rooster?
That's right. I remember.
But no, he says no. But I'd like the chicken. But anyway, if we could get it, I'd take it to the farm.
I don't have chickens at the farm, do we?
Yes, we do have chickens.
How many do we have?
I think
three of them. Okay.
So if I knew how to, I don't have any way to catch it, you know. But it doesn't seem
just
very.
Mine's in the neighbors. But it might be neighbors. Somebody may have a chicken in their backyard.
You wouldn't know. We don't know any of our neighbors. They wouldn't tell you.
But you know, chicken.
That's exciting.
So anyway, we have a chicken.
It sensed your chicken energy that you like chickens.
Yes. I'll probably sneak some food out.
Yeah, we won't tell. Anything else? No? Commissioner Matsumoto?
No. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Staff? Anything else? Ms. Esther, is this your last meeting?
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed you all.
Like, you can always come back.
Who said you're leaving?
You live in Santa Rosa, don't you?
No.
Oh, she moved.
Where? I was going to say.
Well, we have two residents can complain. One is up in the Tahoe area, and the other one is near Monterey.
Not bad.
So hubby's been down that way getting that house ready, and I've been in an apartment here since we sold our house in Santa Monica last August.
So guys, I was going to just tell you that May, our next meeting, which is June 8th, right? That is when my little guy Brian is graduating from middle school. Oh. And he's walking at Cal High, okay? So I want to be here, but I probably should watch my child graduate. So I'm going to strive to see him graduate and get back over here because I want to be here. But if for some strange reason, you know how those things go, if it's lasting a long time, you'll know where I am.
Well, I think your family's first.
Of course, yes. But I mean, if it ends and I can get here and catch part of it, I would like to do that.
He doesn't get a party or anything?
Well, we're having a pre-walk dinner with the family. So we're kind of celebrating in advance, feeding people first so they can survive the Cal High bleachers. So anyway, just want to let you know. Anything else? Okay, we are adjourned.